This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفرقان حميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as he has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jad al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his Sahaba. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as human beings with many emotions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He wants from us is that while we come to while there are times in our life, while we may exercise these emotions, it is very important that we exercise these emotions based on the Quranic guidance and the prophetic guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that as human beings, there are times when we fall into anxiety. As human beings, sometimes we might fall into depression. At times, we will experience several different types of emotions in our lifetime. Does that mean that these are times that we cannot? Does that mean that as a human being, I cannot express my anxiety or my depression, or there might be jealousy, or there might be hatred? These are all feelings that come to our heart. It means that yes, Allah has created us as human beings. Yes, we can feel these kind of emotions, but we have to make sure that we always choose the right route. We always do what is right. We find in the life of the Prophet ﷺ that there were times of grief, but he would always channel his grief in the right way. There were times of sadness, but he would channel his sadness in the correct way. There were times of anxiety, uncertainty, but the Prophet ﷺ, he would always choose the right option. There were times when the Prophet ﷺ, even when he would get angry, but he would make sure that he always would channel his anger in the right way. Brothers and sisters, today inshallah in this khutbah, I want to talk about an emotion that you and I, we feel at times. And in fact, an emotion that has really affected our families, it has affected us personally, and has affected our community at times too. And that is the emotion of becoming angry. Yes, we are human beings. Yes, we will become angry, but there's a right way to channel our anger. And this is what we need to understand. Today, inshallah, in this khutbah, there are four important points. I want you to remember these four important points, inshallah, when it comes to the subject of anger. The very first thing is that we need to understand the idea behind anger. Once again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he talks about emotions, he does not tell us to do something that is beyond our control. But what the Prophet alaihi wasallam is telling us, that make sure you do not do anything wrong after that. A person is grieving. At that time, he can grieve, no problem. But if they say something that is against Allah and His wishes, then that becomes wrong. When a person is sad and they do something that is wrong, then it does not matter how sad they are. Their sadness does not justify their wrong actions. Likewise, when we become angry, brothers and sisters, we have to make sure that yes, we become angry. That's not the problem. The problem is what comes after the anger often becomes a problem. So when the man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, give me an advice. The Prophet ﷺ says, La taghdab. And the man said, okay, give me another advice. The man, again, the Prophet ﷺ says, La taghdab. Do not become angry. And he did this the third time. And again, the third time, Rasulullah ﷺ said, do not become angry. Now, is this a moment where the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that we cannot even exhibit human feelings? That is not what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us. In fact, the ulama, they say that this man who came and asked the Prophet ﷺ this advice was a man who perhaps had a lot of anger issues. And he did not know how to control his anger issues. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ, it was a very common practice by the way of the Prophet, that anyone who would come and say, Ya Rasulullah, give me some kind of advice, the Prophet ﷺ knew each person's weakness and he would try to focus on that weakness. Perhaps this man who came, who said that, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice, perhaps he did not know how to control his anger, and Rasulullah ﷺ is telling him that the problem is not that you become angry. The problem is what comes usually after anger. The second thing that we need to understand regarding the same idea about the understanding the concept of anger within our deen is, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would get angry, it would be different than why other people would get angry. Often the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would get angry, but it was not anger for personal reasons. He would become angry when he saw people violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would get angry when he saw people breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and violating the rights of their the tenets of their deen. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would get upset. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam, he would get angry when he saw that dhulm was taking place. That is when he would get angry. The Prophet would get angry when he saw people fighting amongst themselves, when he saw that there was a conflict brewing in the community and growing in the community. That is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would get upset at. So we learn from the seerah of the Prophet that if you truly want to become angry, and you do need to become angry, that we should become angry when we see people doing wrong things. What we see happening in Gaza, yes, that makes us angry. When we see things happening in our community, yes, we can become angry. But there has to be the right approach to becoming angry. And you need to have a valid reason for becoming angry. The valid reason is that there is a right of Allah. There is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that is being violated. That is when you can become angry. The second reason why we can become angry is for personal reasons. And in that, we must make sure that we channel our emotions the correct way. So the very first thing is that there is a proper understanding when it comes to anger. The second thing that we need to understand when it comes to anger is that often if anger is not channeled correctly and it is not channeled properly, it can become a danger. And if you think about it, the word anger, if you add the letter D to the beginning of it, it becomes danger. If we don't know how to control our anger, it becomes a moment of danger for us. And subhanAllah, we don't realize this, that when a person becomes truly angry and their face changes, the color of their face changes and so forth, and you see that at times people become so angry that they begin to shiver and so forth, this is a moment where shaitan has become overpowering over them. This is a moment that shaitan has taken full control over them. And not only that, brothers and sisters, but when a person becomes truly angry, at that time, if they do not control themselves and they don't control their anger begins to control them. Think about it. If we cannot control our anger, then that anger begins to control the tongue. At that time, when we become angry, we say things that wallahi later on we regret. We will say things that later on we cannot take back. We might say things to someone and break their heart, and no matter how many times we go to them and we say, I apologize, I'm sorry, because it came out. And often what comes out at the time when a person is emotionally compromised is often the thing that is in their heart. For so many days, so many weeks, so many years, a person has bottled up some kind of thought, some kind of idea in their heart, and when they become angry, and because anger is now controlling the tongue, the person begins to just say whatever comes to their mind. So this is why it becomes a moment of danger. When a person is controlled by the shaitan, and the shaitan is using the anger to control them, then just like we see a baby when they're playing with a toy, they're playing with a ball, if the baby throws the ball upwards, the ball is going to go upwards. If he throws it downwards, it's going to go downwards. Likewise, when we let the anger control us, brothers and sisters, we are letting shaitan play around with us and control us, just like that child is playing with the ball. Then at that time, the anger becomes in control of our heart. And at that time, the heart begins to grow hatred for that one person. It begins to grow envy regarding another person. And it begins to plot and plan against another person. When the anger becomes dominant over the person, it even takes over their actions. And at that time, in the heat and in the moment of anger, a lot of times we would do things. We might even hit someone. We might even hurt someone. We might destroy something. We might damage property in the moment of anger. And later on, no matter how much we are regretful, but at that time, when the anger took over us, we are the ones who are in the position of weakness, and shaitan is not in the position of power. That is why, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that yes, anger is a human emotion, but we have to channel that the correct way. Part of the dangers of anger, besides the fact that it begins to control the tongue and the heart and the actions, there are many things that it can destroy also. How often someone in the heat of the moment, in anger, they say something, and how many homes have been destroyed because of this. In the moment, because of their anger, and they have no control over their anger, how many divorces have happened? How many times, wallahi, I have lost count. How many women have come to me? How many husbands have come to me? I have divorced my wife, but I was in a state of anger. The first thing I have to tell them is, and they usually say, that is this counted or not? Often, yes, it is counted. When a man in that state of anger, when he divorces his wife, it counts, unless there is one certain situation where the divorce will not count. But often they come and they say, I was angry. And I usually tell them, of course you were angry. You're not going to go and divorce your wife when everything is dandy, when everything is normal, when you're happy. Of course you're going to divorce, or often people do divorce their wives when they become angry. And this is why, this is a very common practice overseas. This is a very common practice within our Muslim community. We become so angry, and especially when it comes to spousal matters, when it comes to the husband and wife matters, a matter of that, in that situation, a person becomes angry and they say something. It does not matter how much you regret it. You cannot take it back. That is why, brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful. Anger can destroy families. It can destroy relationships. It can destroy things that we can never ever recover from. So that is why it is very, very important that especially in the moments of anger, we control ourselves the correct way. Now, the question is, how do we control ourselves? While we know that there are so many dangers of anger, and now we understand that how anger can control us, and we understand that how anger can destroy and be a means of destruction, the question is, how do we control our anger? And what can we do when anger overtakes us? The very first thing that we have to do, brothers and sisters, is that we must say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Why do I say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ? Because at that time, shaitan is overpowering us. Shaitan is the one who's controlling us. We are not in control at that time, but rather shaitan is controlling us. And I must say one thing added to this. People may say that if I become angry, that means that I am now susceptible to shaitan. No, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us the ability and the mechanism to control our anger. We choose not to control our anger. There's always a right way to handle something, and there's a wrong way to handle something. And this goes for everything in life. Wallahi, take anything in life and apply this one principle, and you will learn that there's a right way to handle it, and there's a wrong way to handle it. So that is why, even when a person is in the state of anger, handle it the correct way. The first thing is, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. There were two people in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of them, and they both were cursing each other. They both were saying things to each other. And at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi was sitting close, and he saw that one of them, his face had turned extremely red due to anger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I know of a statement that if he says, he will no longer feel this angry. When the Sahaba, they inquired that, what is that statement, Ya Rasulullah? He said that statement is, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So whenever we become angry next time, at that same time we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Number two is, it is the advice in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person is standing the Prophet is telling them, sit down when you are angry. Why do you think Rasulullah said that when a man is standing, or a woman is standing in that matter, and they should sit down? Because when you are standing, you can go and take action against someone. You can go and actually hurt someone. But when you are sitting, your mobility becomes limited. That is why the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, if you are standing, then at that time you should sit down. If you're sitting down, they should lie down. And many ulama have even been asked that what should a person do if they are lying down and still there is so much anger? They said, the ulama, they say that at that time, go ahead and leave the area. Leave their room at that time. But do not, at the heat of the moment, in the heat of the moment, do not do anything or say anything that can be a means of regret later on. So that is why a person, if he's standing, sit down. If you're sitting down, lie down. If you're lying down and still you're in a state of anger, go for a walk, leave the room. That is the second advice. The third advice is, do not say or do anything. Stay quiet at that moment. It is often observed from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he would become angry, at that time he would control himself. Even we find the story of Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, whenever he would become angry and he was reminded of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ignore the ignorant, at that time he would become calm and he would not say anything. So that is why number three is that we always try to remain quiet and do not take any action. Number four is the person who you are talking to, do not challenge them in any way. Do not do anything to them. Rather, leave that area. It is extremely important. And finally, there's a great scholar, he used to say whenever he would become angry or when someone would say anything to him or do anything to him, he would say that if what you are saying about me is truly correct, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. And what you are saying about me, and you're so angry and you're saying things about me, if it's not true, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. So rather than channeling and bottling it up and so forth, make dua for the person. If a person is angry and you know very well that they have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, in that situation, make dua for them. So this is the third thing. So the very first thing is a correct understanding about anger in our deen. Number two was the dangers of anger. The number three is how to prevent anger, or when it happens, how to cure the anger. And the last thing is that what are the rewards of controlling the anger? The very first thing is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لا تغضب ولك الجنة. Meaning that if you, like, don't get angry. Meaning that once again, the Prophet alaihi wasallam is not telling us that we cannot get angry. The Prophet alaihi wasallam is telling us that what usually comes after anger, do not do that. And if a person can do that, they will inshallah enter into Jannah. This is something that we also find in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَسَارِعُوا, that hasten towards what? مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةً. Hasten and rush to the forgiveness of Allah and Jannah that has been created for those who have taqwa. And then Allah describes the characteristics. He describes those who have taqwa. He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend in the times of ease and in the times of difficulty. They give sadaqah in both of those times. And the second thing he says is, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who suppress their anger. Because it's very easy to get angry, but it's very difficult to suppress that anger. And by the way, كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ does not only mean that you are still angry and your head is like a big tomato. It's red like a tomato in a big cherry. That's not what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, or the Quran is telling us. The Quran is saying, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, meaning that you swallow your anger in such a way that there is no remnants of that anger on your face. This is something that is extremely powerful. And that is why this is not something that most people can do. And that is why that's why Allah is giving and promising Jannah to these kind of people. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also says in a hadith, the person who is the most strongest person is not that person who can carry a lot of weight. I remember the other day I was leaving the masjid, there were some youngsters who were telling me, Sheikh, do you know how much this young man can bench? And he's such a strong person. The person who benches the most is not the strongest person. The most strongest person is that person who can control their anger when the time comes. That is the most strongest person, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has taught us. Number two, another reward of controlling that anger is that a person is considered from the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about a person who comes and who is extremely ignorant with you, and they're saying things to you. At that time, either you can lash back at that person, or you can observe the Quranic guidelines, which is وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. You ignore that person and let them be on their way, and you just make salam to them and leave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people who are from the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of that passage, Allah says أُولَٰئِكَ يُجَزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. Allah promises these people Jannah at the end of the passage. Also, when a person is confronted by someone and they become angry, as long as they don't respond to the other person, the angels will keep on cursing that person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once sitting with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and some others, and a man came and began to say some very vulgar things to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he remained quiet, and this man kept on going on, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting over there, he's getting extremely frustrated. But what did he do? He also remained quiet. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ is also quiet. But after a while, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu could no longer hold on, and he became so angry and he lashed back at that person. He never said anything additional. All that this person was saying to the Prophet ﷺ, he said that may Allah do the same thing to you too. That's all that Abu Bakr said. He never crossed any limits. But the Prophet ﷺ, he got up and he left. Later on, he went back. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, you just got up very abruptly and you left. And he says, Oh Abu Bakr, as long as this man was vulgar and this man was rude and disrespectful, and yes, the emotion would be is a person would get angry and they would lash back. But as long as I was quiet, the angels were cursing this man on my behalf. But the minute you interfered, the angels, they left. So always remember, even if someone comes and they act ignorantly with us or with any one of you in that situation, just let them be on their way and just ignore them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And the last thing I will share with you, and if there is nothing that you take from this khutbah, just take this one sentence from this entire khutbah. A moment of patience at a moment of anger can save millions of moments of regret. Keep that in mind. A moment of patience at a moment of anger can save us from millions of moments of regret. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those that even if we become angry, we can channel our anger in the correct way. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi'ati wa dhikr hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، وعملا متقبلا، ورزقا واسعا، وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم، واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straighten the lines, fill in the gaps. Make sure the main hall is filled. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure you come inside the main hall. There's ample amount of space inside the main hall. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure, if you're standing inside the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight. There are no gaps in the middle. I see there's still some space in the main hall. Brothers in the back two rooms, please come inside. And please make sure the rows are straight. Often there's gaps in the middle in the back two rooms.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
So is welcome to the Khalid, straight lines from the gaps. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليك السلام ورحمة الله. اللهم صل على محمد وتقى الله وخير الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم افسح لنا فتحك.